The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 32, texts number 15 and 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on October 10th, 2015, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Sabaya Sabajayatva Ananga Dipanam Sahasa Dila Ikshana Vibrama Bruva Sangsparshanena Anka Krita Angri Hasteyo Sangstutya Ishat Kupita Vabashare Sabajayatva Tamananga Dipanam Sahasa Lilekshana Viprama Bruva Sangsparshane nanaka kritangi krikangri hastayo Sangstutya ishat kupita babrashire Sabhajayat vatam ananga dipanam Sahasa lilekshana viprama bruva Sangsparshane nanka kritangri hastayo Sangstutya ishat kupita babashare Sabhajayat vatam ananga dipanam Sahasa lilekshana viprama bruva Sangsparshane nanka kritangri hastayo Sangstutya ishat kupita babashare
Sabajayatva honoring Tom him Ananga of lusty desires Nipanam the inciter Sahasa, smiling, Lila, playful, Ikshana, with glances, Vibrama, sporting, Bruva, with their eyebrows, Sangsparshananena with touching Anka upon their laps Krita placed Angri of his feet Hastayo and hands Sangstutya offering praise Ishat somewhat Kupita, angry. Babashare, they spoke. Translation by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishna had awakened romantic desires within the gopis, and they honored him by glancing at him with playful smiles, gesturing amorously with their eyebrows and massaging his hands and feet as they held him in their laps. Even while worshipping him, however, they felt somewhat angry, and thus they addressed him as follows.
Любовное желание, и они стали оказывать ему почести, обмениваясь с ним улыбками и веселыми взглядами, играя бровями, нежно растирая его руки и стопы, лежавшие на нем на колени. Тем не менее, даже служа Кришне, они все еще немного сердились на него, и потому обратились к нему с такими словами.
Text number 16. Шри Гоп Я Учу Баджато Ну Баджан Ека Eka eta viparyayam nabhyangscha bhajantyeka eta no bruhistadubho. The gopis said, some people reciprocate the affection only of those who are affectionate toward them, while others show affection even to those who are indifferent or inimical, and yet others will not show affection toward anyone. Dear Krishna, please properly explain this matter to us. Purport. By this apparently polite question, the gopis want to expose Lord Krishna's failure to properly reciprocate their love. They were very disturbed when Sri Krishna left them in the forest, and they want to know why he caused them to suffer in these loving affairs.
Гопи сказали, одни люди любят лишь тех, кто благосклонен к ним, другие настроены благожелательно даже к тем, кто равнодушен и испытывает к ним неприязнь. В то время как третьи не любят никого. Дорогой Кришна, пожалуйста, разъясни нам подробнее. Комментарий. Этим, на первый взгляд, невинным вопросом гопи хотят указать Кришне на то, что он не способен должным образом ответить на их любовь. Когда Шри Кришна бросил их в лесу, гопи пришли в сильнейшее волнение, и теперь они решили узнать, почему он заставил их пройти через эти муки любви.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bhajijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yajeshatarine. So here we see different loving exchanges between Krishna and the gopis. There's different emotions of friendliness, of anger, so many different emotions are here. Gopis are actually chastising Krishna that he's not reciprocating with them properly. Of course, that's not really true. He is reciprocating properly with them. This is all part of the the loving exchanges between Krishna and the gopis. So there, this relationship is perfect, you see. It's on the level of prema. On the prema level, everything, whether they're acting angry or happy, it's all loving exchanges. But that's not our position. We are caught up in selfishness and greed and lust and anger. It's completely materialistic. So how do we get out of this fallen condition? We have to become Krishna conscious. We have to become enthusiastic about being Krishna conscious. The living entity will be enthusiastic by nature. So what are you going to be enthusiastic about? Sleeping? What is your enthusiasm for? Sleeping? Eating? Mating? Defending? You see? Money? What are you enthusiastic about? Prestige? You see? We've got to be enthusiastic about something. So you better use your intelligence and pick what you want to be enthusiastic about very wisely. If you pick the wrong thing, you're cutting your own throat. If you're enthusiastic about anything besides pure devotional service, you might as well just take a razor blade and cut your throat.
Если вы испытываете энтузиазм по поводу чего угодно, кроме чистого преданного служения, вы просто берете лезвие и перерезаете себе горло.
Because that's what you're doing. If you don't choose pure devotional service as your only object of enthusiasm, you're cutting your own throat.
Если вы не выбираете чистое преданное служение, вы перерезаете себе горло.
Well, what if you know it? You should be doing it, but you're not able to.
А что если вы знаете, что хорошо вот так делать, но
I know I should be a pure devotee. I know I should have no desire except to please Guru and Krishna. But what can I do if my senses are pulling me? It's like the disciple, he told his spiritual master, Gurudev, what can I do? Maya has me in her grip. What can I do, Gurudev? I'm helpless. Maya won't let go of me. What can I do, Gurudev? So the spiritual master, he went over to a tree. Spiritual master walked over to a tree. And he put his arms around the tree very tightly. And he said, let go of me, let go of me, let go of me.
Is it?
So I may say, what can I do? Maya has me in her grip. But that's a damn lie. You were holding Maya in your grip very tightly. You see? So it's time we become honest. It's time to become honest now. It's not that Maya has me in her grip. I am holding tightly onto Maya. Instead of grabbing the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, I'm grabbing Maya. So it's time to let go of Maya. We've been holding on to Maya long enough. For millions and billions of lifetimes, we've been holding tightly to Maya. Now it's time to say, okay, Maya, the love affair is over. I'm breaking up with you. No more love affair with you. I've got a new lover. Now all my love goes to Krishna. You see? You see? And you know what? Maya will be very happy. Because Maya Devi is a pure devotee of Krishna. When you actually come to your senses and realize I should not be a slave of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, Maya will be so pleased with you. You may say it doesn't make any sense. You may say it doesn't make any sense. How Maya could have me imprisoned here in the material world and be a pure devotee of Krishna? You may say it's not possible. How she could be the how could she have this prison here and be a pure devotee? Well, it's a very simple example. You have a prisons here in Estonia, don't you? Are the prisons run by criminals? Or is the warden of the prison a loyal employee of the government of Estonia? The warden of the prison is a valued employee of the government of Estonia. He is not a criminal. So Maya Devi is a pure devotee of Krishna. Just as the warden has the duty to keep the inmates locked up, Maya Devi has the duty to keep you, if you want material sense gratification, it's her duty to keep you entangled in it. But kindly note this point. If you desire it, Maya is not forced on anybody. Maya is given to those who want Maya. That's all. Maya is not forced on anybody. So you have to stop wanting Maya, that's all. You have to give up your desire to want to be an illusion. You have to intelligently understand what is the value of being an illusion. I can have a false sense of I'm God. I'm the center of the universe. Everything revolves around me. You see, you can have a false sense of enjoyment like that. But it's false. It's a false sense of enjoyment. It's not real. There's a nice example given by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada gives hundreds and thousands of perfect examples. Prabhupada's example is this. There's a little girl, you see, she looks out the window in the evening sky. And she's that beautiful moon shining in the sky. Now she's a spoiled little girl, you see. Whatever she wants, her mommy gives her, you see. So she says, Mommy, she looks at the moon, she says, Mommy, Mommy, give me, give me. How can the mother give the child the moon? Of course not. But the mother wants to satisfy the little girl. So she hands her a mirror in which the moon is reflected. And that little girl thinks, ah, now the moon is mine. I have it in my hands, you see. So, you want it to be God. You want it to be the center of the universe. So Maya gave you the illusion, yes, I am the center of the universe. But it's just an illusion. You are not the center of the universe. Krishna or God is the center of the universe. It's like the hand thinking, well, you know, I'm the center of the body. So give all the food to me. I'm not giving anything to the stomach. There's a nice story in that connection also. The
parts of the body said, this is nonsense. We're working so hard to feed that stomach. That stomach doesn't do any work at all, just sits there and enjoys. So they decided to form a labor union. And they went on strike. They were marching, they had their signs, you know, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist pig. Do not feed the stomach. Do not feed the stomach. They were going on with great enthusiasm and energy, chanting loudly and, yeah, yeah, don't feed the stomach. Great enthusiasm, you see. On the first day. But the second day, that somehow they were losing their energy. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. You see? And the third day it was, don't feed the stomach. And the little tiny bit of energy they had left, they said, I think we better call another meeting of the labor union. I think we better cancel the strike. So what can be done, you see? We try to make ourselves a center. But we are not the center. Therefore, the whole world is in chaos. Do you realize right now in the U.S., their people go crazy with it. Now it's happening almost every day somewhere. Somebody takes a gun and goes shooting a bunch of people, like in a shopping mall or a university. It's happening almost every day in the U.S. right now. It's so crazy. This is serious Kali Yuga becoming manifested, heavy Kali Yuga being manifested. Is it? So it's time to do something about it, you see. We have to become ideal examples of pure bhakti so that we can lead this world out of chaos. We have to give up our own selfishness. We have to give up our greed. We have to give up our lust. We have to give up our anger. We have to give up our illusions. We have to give up our laziness and our craziness and our envy. We have to come to the position of pure bhakti that Prabhupada wants us to come to. Otherwise, how can we do our duty? Prabhupada has made us the Brahmins of this planet. The Brahmins are meant to lead the human society. Prabhupada says the Brahman is the spiritual master of the human population. He's the spiritual master. So we are making you Brahmins. That means you are meant to be the spiritual master of the people of this planet. Not some struggling neophyte and overeating and oversleeping and getting too lusty. You are meant to be self-controlled Goswamis. I don't care if you're a brahmachari or a house owner or a manaji, whatever you be, you are meant to be a Goswami. You are meant to be someone who conquers over your senses. This is what Prabhupada wants from us, you see. He wants us to come to Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. Because this movement is the only hope for the planet. And if we are not manifesting pure Krishna consciousness, who will? Gaudiya Math? We have to do this. It's our duty to become pure devotees, to show the ideal example to the world and not compromise Prabhupada's teachings with any type of sense gratification consciousness. So now I can ask us any questions. Here's a question. Go ahead.
To put oneself in center, does it mean to put our interest in center?
Not necessarily.
Exactly.
Actually, there's the highest self-interest you should put in the center. Your highest self-interest is to become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead.
Если поставить свой самый высший интерес, стать чистым преданным, вернуться к Богу, то это не есть
So that you put should put in the center. Your deliverance in this material world, you must put that in the center. But that you are the Lord of all your survey, that you must not do. The pseudo self-interest is when it has to be kicked out. The real self-interest, that you must take with full enthusiasm and determination. Prabhupada says the highest self-interest is to become Krishna conscious. So you have to take Krishna conscious, becoming Krishna conscious as the only purpose for your existence. That is genuine self-interest. Okay, next.
Hare Krishna. What to do if the enthusiasm goes away if I'm not around the pure devotee?
What is it?
What to do if enthusiasm goes away where there is no pure devotee around?
What to do if what goes away?
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Oh,
okay. Well, for me, I have an easy solution. When I was a young brahmachari, when I joined the temple in Austin, Texas, we had an amazing leader. His name was His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. He was phenomenal. Even to this day, devotees are studying his mood of devotion, trying to learn from him. So, being in his association, I had this desire to spread Krishna consciousness.
Is it?
Save the world for Prabhupada. Yeah. Is it? I had a save the world attitude, you see. So when I got initiated, normally you collect dakshina and give it to the Guru Maharaj when you get initiated, see? But my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, was in London at the time. I got initiated by a letter. So I couldn't just walk up to Prabhupada and hand him the dakshina, you see. I had to mail him a letter with the checks in the envelope, you see. So this is a great opportunity. I get to write Prabhupada a letter. Wow! Can you imagine getting to write Prabhupada a letter? He's actually going to read your letter?
Woo.
Fantastic. So I told Prabhupada, I want to spread this movement. And I sent to Lakshmi, you know. And I got the most wonderful letter back from Srila Prabhupada. He said this. He's very kind to me, very kind. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you.
теперь продолжай даже индивидуалистично, как ты вот и делаешь, и
100% Prabhupada left the planet.
That
means my enthusiasm is gone now. My Guru Maharaj left. No, my Guru Maharaj is still with me. Because the order of the spiritual master is the spiritual master, actually. It is called the Vani manifestation of the spiritual master. There are two manifestations. Vapu is his physical presence. Vani is his instructions. So, a neophyte, he may be dependent on the vapu of the spiritual master, the physical presence. But one is even a little advanced, you see, he understands, let me take the order the spiritual master has given me and take that order into my heart and worship it as my dearmost treasure. That is called Vani Seva, serving the order of the spiritual master. So I hardly saw Prabhupada. I mean, very little association I had with Prabhupada. I saw him in San Francisco. I saw him in Los Angeles. I saw him in New Vrindavan. I saw him in Pittsburgh. I saw him in Atlanta, and that was it five times. And that was it, nothing more. But I associated with him at every minute. And I still do, because I take that order he gave me as my life and soul. Continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So I give you the instruction now that you must always remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. I'm personally ordering you that you must always remain completely, totally enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. So I'll always be present with you in the form of that instruction. You'll never be separated from me from all of eternity if you embrace that instruction. That way you can always be super fired up, you see. So that's how it works. So now you do that, you see. And you'll live with me eternally. And never be separated. Huh? Someone doesn't have a spiritual master. Everyone has to have a guru. Everyone needs a guru, you see. It's a bad. Everybody has to have a guru. That's Vedic injunction.
Yes. But Vaishnavi does not.
Microphone of the mouth, please.
Vaishnavi does not have a
guru.
And she can take that order as life and soul. That way she's getting a guru. She's getting one right now on the spot. Okay, next question.
Джамила, он повторил тень святого имени, хотя он даже не думал, что Нарайана — это Бог. А как это возможно? Если мы даже знаем, что мы повторяем имя Кришны, но мы можем повторять его с оскорблениями. Как Джамила мог... Я не понимаю, как Джамила мог повторить тень святого имени нам, Аббас?
Certainly, Srimad Bhagavatam, that Ajamila chanted the shadow of holy name. Yes?
Namabhas, the shadow chanting, what about it?
Yes. But we already know everything about offenses and so on, and still we cannot chant it. But how he could chant it? I don't understand this. Please explain.
You understand the question?
Can you say this, speak it loudly in the speaker, please? Microphone, can you speak?
Speak it loudly so she can hear me.
But we understand everything, no, not everything, but more, many things about holy name, and still we cannot do it. So how could Arjuna do it without all the understanding? Just
without understanding that he didn't feel that he chanted the name of God. He just chanted just name. Without
he is saying that we are chanting, but we understanding the God's Hare Krishna mantra, and then we are chanting. But how could Ajamil, without any knowledge, chanted without any thought, chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, not Hare Krishna, just called out the name, and he could see the...
Ajamil didn't get liberated that minute, at that time. He got an extension.
No one тогда не получил освобождение, он просто продлили его срок.
Because he didn't call the, he called the name calling for his son. But he didn't have any. He just called like out of a sense of desperation. Narayan, Narayan. He wasn't like asking for any material boon. He was just calling. He was taking shelter in one sense of the name. Although he was thinking of his son. But that, even though the chanting wasn't pure chanting, it was enough to keep the Yamadutas from taking him. It wasn't enough for him to go back to Godhead at that minute. He got an extension, then he went to Hardwar and cultivated pure devotional service.
First, Ajamil was not an ordinary person. He fell down. He had taken the birth in a Brahmana family. He was not like us. And he had done a lot of nice Krishna consciousness before he fell down.
Yeah, he was a very advanced Brahman, actually, before he fell down. As a young boy, he was a very fixed Brahmana. Next question. Does that answer your question? Okay, yeah.
How to become Goswami?
A good what?
How to become Goswami?
How to become a Goswami? Yes. Vatsha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam mudaro basta vegam etanyatan yo vishahet dirva sarvam apimam prithivim shishishyat. Read the study very carefully. Upadeshamrita text number 1. Described, Prabhupada gives an elaborate purport. You know that book, The Nectar of Instruction? The first verse tells you exactly what you have to do. There are six pushing agents. Mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals. You have to engage all of them in Krishna's service. Mind, you should always think of Krishna and never forget him. You should always be observing your mind with your intelligence, you see. Is my mind Krishna conscious right now? Keep a close watch on your mind. As soon as it goes off on some sidetrack, you pull it back, you see. That's the first thing. And then you have to see, what am I talking about? Am I talking some gossip or am I talking about Krishna? When I joined the ashram with Vishnujan Swami, there was a rule, you couldn't talk about anything except Krishna in the ashram. Any non-Krishna Katha topics were, you couldn't even speak it in the ashram. Whoops, I said that. It wasn't about Krishna consciousness. Sorry, it slipped out. Everything was, we had a rule, you have to engage in Krishna Katha all day long, nothing else you can talk about. Who is Krishna? What are his qualities? What are his activities? Who is Srila Prabhupada? What is his teachings? What are his everything was just Krishna consciousness. How to spread the movement. Everything was just Krishna consciousness. Nothing else was allowed. So in this way, you have a devotee wife. You're very fortunate. You and your wife should engage always in Krishna Katha. You can read each other from the books. Talk about Krishna in this way. Even during prasadam, you can talk about Krishna. And so that's words. Mind and anger. You should not get angry. You should always be very calm and peaceful. Except when somebody is blasphemous. And then you should be angry like fire. Who are you who say there is no God? That's the proper utilization of anger. Yes. And then the tongue. You only take prasadam. And then when the tongue is controlled, automatically the belly is controlled. Don't overeat. Take what you need to stay healthy and energized. And then if you control all these other five pussingations, your genitals will naturally be controlled. You must be a brahmachari. Even it's called grihastha brahmachari. We only have sex unless we're trying to have a child. That's all. Sex is for procreation, it's not for recreation. For recreation, we have Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We have a greater pleasure than sex. The holy name is a million times better than sex. So therefore we can easily control our genitals, there's no problem. So in this way you'll become Goswami. And you can, if you, when you become a Goswami, you'll have the power to deliver the whole world back to home, back to Godhead. So when all of our devotees become Goswamis, and then quickly we can capture the entire world and make them all Krishna conscious. Okay, next question. Yeah.
The question on the internet.
Oh, internet question. This is, which one is it? Sunil?
Yes.
The first one, the process of replacing, is that the one? Is that the first one? Yeah, I can read it. In the process of rejecting sense gratification with satisfying transcendental sense of Lord Vishnu, a gradual or immediate one, is it gradually or immediately? That's the question. Do you immediately give up sense gratification or do you do it gradually? That's the question. Would you want to comment something?
No, he further explains. That means, can a person begin following the all four regulative principles from day one?
Oh, okay. Or stop smoking from, yeah. All right. So let's say somebody's smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, for example. Well, Prabhupada told one disciple, an aspiring disciple who was smoking, he said, just smoke one cigarette less each day, you see. How many cigarettes in her pack? I don't know. I never smoked cigarettes. Is there 20 or 40?
20.
So if somebody smokes two packs a day, that's 40 cigarettes a day, you see. Yeah.
Yeah. И тогда хорошо поняла, сколько там в пачке? 20 сигарет, сказали знатоки. Вот. И тогда получается, что он курил 40 сигарет каждый день.
So, okay, let's say I'm smoking 40 cigarettes a day, you see. I just say, well, I want to be a devotee, you see. So, okay, today I only smoke 39 cigarettes, you see. And tomorrow I only smoke 38. And in this way, after 40 days, I'm clean, you see. So, but I know one devotee, he was chanting, he was smoking 2 packs a day, and he gave him up in one shot, you see. So you can give it up in one shot, do it. That's the ideal thing. If you can't do it in one shot, then give it up gradually. And the end result will be the same. You'll become a pure devotee. The only difference is, if you take it gradually, you will suffer longer. So how eager are you to get out of your suffering, Sunil? It's better later than never. There's 3 things, sooner, later, or never. Is it? The best thing is to do it sooner, in other words, immediately. That's the best thing. You can't do that, do it later. And the worst thing is you never do it at all, you see. Okay, next question. How did?
Sunil says immediately.
He prefers immediate. Very good. Bhakti Sunil Ki Jai. He wants to immediately give it up. Very good. Okay, any other questions? We have devotees from all over the world here. Devotees from China, from South Africa, all kinds of devotees tuned in now. Anybody else have questions there? Here's some. Here's a question coming in from Lithuania. I know where that is. We were there yesterday. Can you please elaborate more about the association and etiquette between Krishna conscious grihasthas? I take it she means between husband and wife. I explained this when I was in Lithuania. The wife must follow the husband. And the husband must follow the wife. So it goes both ways. I gave the example of me and my wife, you see. Here I am traveling all over the world, circling the globe twice every year. Traveling like anything, you see. Now that's not easy, you know. Some people never want to even leave home. They don't like to travel at all. It's very austere. Traveling. Thinking about a suitcase for 7 months out of the year, you see. But she follows me all over the world, you see. She's totally surrendered to following me all over the world. But at the same time, she's a very Krishna conscious devotee. So she's always saying what is Krishna conscious and what is not, you see. At every minute, she's pointing out what's right and what's wrong. So I'm always taking guidance from her on what should be done and what should not be done. I'm following her, she's following me, I'm also following her, you see. So in this way, this is the perfect relationship of husband and wife. They follow each other in Krishna consciousness. Actually, we're both the followers of Krishna, you see. But in Krishna consciousness, I serve her, she serves me, and this is the perfect relationship. It's not that I am the Lord or she is the Lord. No, Krishna is the Lord, you see. And we are both servants. So she follows me, and I follow her. That's perfect relationship between husband and wife. Okay, next question.
вопрос возник. Может ли еще нечистый преданный заниматься чистым преданным служением? Можно ли его служение в каком-то случае назвать чистым, если он еще сам не чист?
Is it possible that devotee who is not pure yet, that he will make pure devotional service?
Pure devotee is not pure yet, will become pure?
No, he will make at least sometime pure devotional service.
Oh, can he sometimes do it?
This is saying that a devotee who is not pure, can the devotional service be pure when they do it?
Sometimes. Someone who's not a pure devotee, yeah, they can be doing purely engaged in devotional service some of the time, and they slip off sometimes, they get back on the track, yeah. It's like a little child learning how to walk, you see. He makes a few steps and then boom. And then parents encourage him, he makes a few more steps and then again boom.
You see.
But finally he masters it, you see. One morning you get up, you're fired up, you get up early, you chant your rounds with great attention, you go to Mangal Arti, you have Mangal Arti at home or the temple with great love and devotion. The next day you just feel like sleeping. But you just have to be, you just have to keep working on it. Understand it takes time to become a pure devotee. You've been embracing Maya for millions of lifetimes. Now you have a bona fide spiritual master, so you have everything, and you're giving your life to serve him, remember him, give your love to him. You have the facilities now to become a pure devotee. So it's not that you'll always be, and it's not that you'll always be perfectly on the track at every minute. Sometimes you'll be off the track. But if you maintain that determination, then you will eventually master it, and you'll become a completely pure devotee. It's a fact. You have to be determined. I am going to endeavor for pure devotion as the only goal of my life. You make that determination, Krishna will reward you. That's a fact. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Next question.
Hare Krishna. Can we serve Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru at the same time and not differently?
So the question is, what's the relationship between Shiksha and Diksha?
Can we serve both of them?
Can you serve both of them at the same time? Actually, the Diksha Guru is also Shiksha Guru. The Diksha Guru is your topmost Shiksha Guru. So when you serve him, you're doing both. When you serve your Diksha Guru, you're serving Diksha and Shiksha Guru simultaneously. Now others who are not your Diksha Guru, if they are teaching you the same teaching you're receiving from your Diksha Guru, Prabhupada says they are Shiksha Guru. So we also, just like we have our, just like here, the temple president, he's giving instructions on behalf of on behalf of Prabhupada, on behalf of the GBC, one should serve, faithfully serve and take instructions from the temple president. So when the temple president, when he purely repeats the instructions that are coming down from Prabhupada, then he is also a Shiksha Guru, you see. So anyone, Anyone who is repeating purely the teachings of Prabhupada, they are Siksha Guru, you see. So any time you actually faithfully serve the orders of Prabhupada, then you're serving all the Siksha Gurus, you see. Just like I have many godbrothers, you see, who are very advanced devotees, you see. And they're very determined to serve Prabhupada purely, you see. So whenever, and they, their desire is that everyone should purely follow Srila Prabhupada. So when I serve Prabhupada, I'm serving them also. In other words, when you serve your Diksha Guru, you're automatically serving all the Siksha Gurus, automatically. Without any extra endeavor. Prabhupada says Guru is one. But the persons may be many. So there's one teaching coming, that is the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And Guru means those who are purely presenting the teachings of Gita. So when you purely follow the teachings of Gita, then you're perfectly serving Diksha Guru, you're perfectly serving Siksha Guru. And the spiritual master also wants you to serve the Siksha Gurus as well. Just like my disciples, I want them to serve all of my God brothers, you see. Not they only serve me. So in this way, that may help. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а вы в течение дня кого чаще вспоминаете, Шрилу Прабхупаду или Кришну? И есть ли вообще какой-то вопрос в этом вот, для практики? Есть какая-то разница?
Please say, you in your spiritual practice, in your everyday life, you more remember Шрилу Прабхупаду or Krishna? And is there any difference for spiritual practice?
There's actually no difference. Because Krishna means everything in relation with Krishna also. Krishna is not alone. When I'm remembering Prabhupada, it is remembering Krishna. Because he's the mercy manifestation of Krishna. So you can't really separate them. Guru Smaranam and Krishna Smaranam are actually the same thing. Because Guru is the mercy manifestation of Krishna. My meditation every day is what I can, how I have two things I meditate on every day. How can I become a pure devotee? And how can I deliver the fallen souls of this world back to Godhead? So those orders are coming both from Srila Prabhupada and from Krishna. So my meditation every day, I must become the pure devotee and I must save this world, you see. Those are both of those meditations are connecting me with Prabhupada and Krishna equally. That's what I'm thinking about. How can I become a pure devotee and how can I deliver the fallen souls of this planet back to Krishna? Okay.
Serving the spiritual master is serving Krishna, because this is the instruction of Krishna. But to the spiritual master, serve him submissively, inquire from him.
Is that a question?
No.
Statement, okay, yeah. Yeah, actually, Prabhupada said, maybe you were translating, yeah. Krishna says, Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhakchanam chaye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So actually the best Krishna consciousness is to meditate on your guru. Krishna is more pleased when you're thinking of your guru than when he is when you're thinking of him. That's what Krishna says.
Yeah. He gave the first instruction to Arjuna, go to the spiritual master. Go to the spiritual masters.
Yeah.
The first spiritual master.
Krishna orders you to go to guru, surrender to guru, have a guru. That's Krishna's order. So when you do that, you're Krishna conscious. Next question. That's the last. Okay, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for your enthusiasm for this movement. The fact that you're here shows that you have enthusiasm. I just want to thank each and every one of you for your enthusiasm of being here today. May you all have a wonderful day, purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness at every minute. And a wonderful tomorrow, also purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And the day after tomorrow also. And for all of eternity, may you always be purely absorbed in serving Guru and Krishna in all times, places, and circumstances. With every thought, with every word, and with every deed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.